In relation to Tremor Beach, it's the car park there. It's in a serious state of disrepair. It's something in 2014 that I tabled motion after motion, and I managed to secure funding from the environmental section because of the beach being there, that they were able to carry out significant works and upgrade it and get a resurfacing on it. But that is 10 years ago, and nothing's been done with the maintenance and upkeep of it. So I'm delighted that I've got a good response back from the roads manager, and he has reassured me that they're speaking and liaising with the environmental section, and that they're going to be able to try and obtain and draw down funding to be able to bring it up to the standard that it was back in 2014 after we carried out significant works.
And the point you make there is an important one, because there is no point in having a development, putting in something and then not maintaining it. If you have a car park or a road that doesn't get maintained over a number of years, it then becomes a liability.
Absolutely, absolutely, Donal. And look, at the end of the day, the council were very good to step up to the plate and to carry out the works and work with different sections within the council to obtain the funding. But the one thing we have fallen down on is that we didn't maintain it and upkeep it. And I had been on to them on numerous occasions to be able to keep the carry out the upgrades, but unfortunately the different sections of the council didn't allow to do that. But now that we're going back to the environment section to get funding, I can reassure the people of Downings and the people that travel to visit the Tremor Beach and walk it on a daily basis and a weekly basis, whatever the case may be, that the works will commence and it will be brought back to the standard it was back in 2014.